Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, David DeLucci. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Rouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeremy Sowers. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting fifth. The DH, Aubrey Huff. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Daniel Cabrera. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sizemore strikes out. One out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rouse fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tejada takes first base on ball four. Payton moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Peralta takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Millar takes first base on ball 4. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Millar moves to second. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to second for the out. Millar moves to third. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Roberts. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Millar scores. Roberts scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tejada is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tejada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Payton moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Payton. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Payton steals third. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Payton tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rouse hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rouse moves to third. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jason Davis now pitching. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Markakis is 0-for-1 in the game. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Millar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Millar hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Millar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Payton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roberts tags and scores. Payton tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 7-0, Orioles. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rouse hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore strikes out. 2 outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mora hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 0 for 2 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mora moves to second. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Millar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Millar hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rouse throws to second for one, and Peralta throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mora scores. One out. It's 8-0, Orioles. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 2 in the game. Garko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Perez now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peralta hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a line drive towards third. Mora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rouse hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. One out. Melvin Mora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mora is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mora takes first base on ball 4. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Markakis strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Millar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mora moves to second. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Walker now pitching. Jason Michaels pinch hits for Grady Sizemore. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLucci moves to third. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. DeLucci scores. Hafner moves to third. It's 8-2, Orioles. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jason Michaels now playing center field. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Payton moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Payton moves to third. 2 outs. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Williams now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 0-for-3 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blake is 0-3 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rouse is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Rouse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Blake moves to second. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Michaels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.